Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Ready? And 5, 4, 3, 2. What up, y'all? Welcome to Here's the Thing. I'm Kev on stage.
That chick, AJ.
Welcome to another podcast episode. Smash that like button. Smash that notification bell. Bonus episode. We are shooting it early because I'm leaving for Japan in 2 days on a business trip, which I actually thought about that when we were talking about Beyonce merging work and life. You know, I'm a big fan of travel. It's like what I love to do. So getting paid to travel and experience Japan on American Airlines' dime and getting to fly first class.
I love travel influences.
Put me up in a 4-star hotel and say, hey, just go have fun in Japan for a few days. And we only had time to do like 48 hours. Literally is what we're going to do the video because boys in school and stuff. And we sent them our itinerary. They was like, "You could, why don't y'all stay for longer?" And I was like, this is crazy.
Yeah, that's what travel influences do.
Are they giving
you guys money to spend while you're there?
No. They are. But they were like, why is your trip so short?
No, but they're saying
you're already over there, they're like, take advantage of
it. Oh, you're talking about like food and stuff.
Yeah. I mean, unless they're flipping for all included. Yeah, man. What do you mean?
You cover the flight and the hotel. I can buy my food.
No, I'm not saying you can't. That's not the point. But they're asking for more, you know? It costs money.
I think you do a very good job of integrating your family in your work. Yes. And it's important.
It's important. And I'd be not doing stuff because of my kids. All right. Anyway, let's talk about this thing real quick. Now, I want to update y'all on Winnie Parker. Now, if you're unfamiliar, Winnie Parker, we talked about her on the last bonus. She is the person who said it's better to have a white following than a black following because blacks don't support.
Like white.
Right? I don't know why she whispered the word white and yell the word black or said it with her full voice. But anyway, we talked about her at length on the last bonus episode. There's been a little development in the situation with her. Let me play you this video where she updated us on her current situation. And also, she's made a full apology now. Oh, I hate when TikTok does that. I hate when you have a TikTok save and they go you to the TikTok right now. Boy.
Drop that shit, dude. Yeah. I just got an email from the brand, from Macy's, and they basically are saying that, like, because of the amount of hate that I got on the video, like, they're reading through the comments that they're probably not going to work with me again. That's basically what they're saying in a nutshell. So, that's always fun.
That's always fun.
So, this is the worst possible scenario result of her video. Yeah. One, it's always bad if a large amount of people find out about you as a result of controversy, right? Much easier to navigate if you're big and then you have a stumble. But a lot of people's first interaction with her is this.
Never knew about her until that.
Never heard of her. The internet's memory is very long. So what she first did to me, just Kevin, rubbed me the wrong way. I'm like, oh, you don't believe black people. You don't believe black people support, that I'm probably not going to be the person that's going to support your content. We disagree on a fundamental thing. God bless you. Go about your way. White people are probably like, ooh, it's kind of weird for us as well. So you didn't necessarily gain a whole bunch of them.
No, absolutely not.
Then the brand that you made the video for, which frustrated you because enough people didn't support you, being like, and I've never even heard of a brand doing this. As a result of that, this is probably going to be our last brand deal with you. That, ladies and gentlemen, is the triple play of the worst possible thing. You got a lot of views, but it's mostly hate views, hate comments, frustration, which is going to wear off. When you come back, people are going to be like, ain't that the girl? So apparently this woman, this is the tip of the iceberg from her. Because obviously now that I searched this or saw this on TikTok, TikTok don't show me everything. She made a video where she was like, I actually hate being a mom. It's terrible. She was like, I have jaundice. She showed her hands was yellow. People was like, ain't you the girl who hates being a mom? They put that video up. Then apparently she's married to a white male who has was wearing bandanas and had Confederate flags in the back of his video. They done went down to her life. It was like, somebody was like, with this approach, she probably has some internalized misogynoir, anti-blackness. Mm. Yes. Let me see who her baby's father is. Mm. Lo and behold, a Confederate flag in the background. I said, now they done outed your baby father as a Confederate soldier lover? Girl, you don't want people in your business this way.
So.
Listen, I watched a video by Francesca.
Yep, Francesca Ramsey. Yes. Shout out to her. She does amazing work.
She does. She's a fun one. And she's like, I apologize for the pylon. She was like, I don't apologize for what I said. Mm-hmm. And she was just bringing up, she was like, I can see the anti-blackness that you are dealing with. She was like, as someone who was married to a white man, mm-hmm. as someone who has been said all of her life that I talk white. She was like, but that's something you need to work through. Listen, I used to be told I sounded white. Yes, I used to not sound like this.
What did you used to sound like?
It's hard, the way they be saying black folks sound when they sound white.
Do you remember?
You know what? I so changed gears that I was like, now I can't even freaking talk proper English. I was really mad at myself because this happened like in middle school. And I was like, I didn't bet, nigga.
What's up?
You really didn't listen. Because I can tell you right now, I'm very black. And then I was like, now I can't even form proper sentences listening to you dumb niggas. However, however. It's really like, these are things that when you become an adult, it is your responsibility to work through. It is no longer acceptable for you to just keep pointing the damn finger. It's what you going to do about it for yourself?
Listen, when I grew up in El Paso, Texas, I've talked about this a lot. My black experience was mostly in the black church. El Paso, Texas, 95% Hispanic population. So I didn't really grow up around white people either. I grew up mostly around Hispanic people and black people. When my dad and mom got married, he took us to Atlanta for the summer. It's my first time going to the right of the United States. Mm-hmm. We only went to El Paso, Phoenix, and Albuquerque for church stuff up until this point in my life. Mm-hmm. So I'd never been anywhere really east of Dallas, probably, mm-hmm. or San Antonio. We get to Atlanta. I'm hanging with my cousins on my daddy's side. When they told me and my sister, we sound white because we couldn't pronounce
Shot it.
I still kind of have a little bit of
still
trauma because no matter what I do, I can't pronounce shot it the way they do. It's shorty, shot it, shot a. Shot it, say what's your price? No matter what I do. They're like, man, they were like, say shot. And I'd be like, shot it. And they'd be like, nah, man, you sound white. And I was like, nah, I say like, yeah, shot. Nah, shot it.
Shot
it. But it used to hurt me because I didn't feel like I sounded white. Atlanta people, them cousins of mine, they sound like Greg. Mm-hmm. And y'all, this is current. This is L.A. Greg. Mm-hmm. Greg, when we knew him in Atlanta, he was more Atlanta, right? So I had to deal with that as well. And then the traditional blacks, when they found out I like pumpkin pie, pitchforks came out.
Yeah, because it is. It's a travesty. That has nothing to do with the dialect in which you grow up talking, okay? And listen, I really think it's terrible that we say that when someone does not have cultural indicators, because that's really what it is. Mm-hmm. There's a lack of cultural indicators inside of someone's voice, which makes it sometimes hard for you to be able to dictate what race they are, like if you were over the phone. So that's what then black people will associate with talking white.
Yes.
Well, it's just like, ain't that old by now? Like, don't we know what's really going on? That we all grew up in different places and some of us talk like where we grew up and some of us might not have grew up in a place that has a lot of cultural indicators in their voice. It's like, get over it. But also, hi, you little fine ass. Like my husband, I'm gonna tell you, when he first moved out here, talking to my white roommate, not moved out here, he came to visit me when I was living in Orange County. And she was like, what type of laptop you have? He said, I got a Dell. And she said, you have a what? He said, a Dell. She was like, what type of computer is that? I was like, he was like, Dale, D-E-L-L. She was like, oh, Adele.
To Dale. I still say Dale.
Yeah, she was like,
Adele?
Adele?
Adele. Dale.
It's so funny because when you said it to me, I was like, what? I don't understand what she's not understanding. You clearly said he had a Dell computer.
She was a white girl from, I love her to death, white girl from San Diego. She was like, what the hell are you saying?
Adele.
Adele?
Never mind, I'll find something like you.
But to take all that past pain and trauma and then go into a career that is very much so dependent upon building an audience. And if you are also, as a content creator, then wanting to partner with brands, these brands don't care about you. They care about them. And if they don't want to be associated with you, if you saying some stuff that's only going to rile people up.
And now there's people going to the brand deal and be like, this actually sucks as a brand deal. It's boring and you suck anyway. And she had, we didn't say this when we covered it last time. I forgot to mention. And Jackie, she was like, Jackie Aina and Fanita.
No, they, she said Jackie Aina.
She sure did.
That was
her version of Adele.
Her Adele.
She just pronounced it wrong. She's like, Jackie Aina and Fanita both have majority white audiences. And Francesca brought this up. And Jackie and Fanita both made videos. And I was like, why didn't I think about this? Francesca was like, Jackie made content for black women. Makeup videos for black women.
Yes.
Especially deep skinned black women. Mm. She was not, nothing about Jackie said, I'm making stuff for white people. Fanita made a video, was like, I was just being myself, which was big and black. And the first people who rocked with me on TikTok were people who looked like me, big black women, because I was loud and abrasive. The other people came later, but that, because other people have come along, doesn't mean that's who you were trying to attract.
Yeah.
Right. Same thing with hip hop music. Them rappers make music that they want to make and all that type of stuff. Everybody consumes it, but you never say that Jay-Z is making music for white people or Kendrick Lamar. Now, you ain't going to be getting $1 billion if them white folks ain't going to buy your tickets and your music. Because them white folks going to consume that hip-hop music. They sure will.
They do.
And black folks, we be buying. But there's more white, like we said last time, there's more white people in the world.
There's more white people over here.
Especially in the United States.
There's more of us in the world. There's more people of color.
Yeah, well, you're right. I said the world, but I was really talking about the United States, hip-hop.
Hip-hop.
In the world of the United States. Mm-hmm. But anyway, low-key, I feel, and the funny thing about poor Winnie Parker, she's just trying to tweet through it. She's just TikToking her way, having dates, and people was like, nigga, we ain't trying to hear nothing.
Listen, this is what I will say. As much as what she said pissed me off, and I really want her to get some healing, I never like to see a black woman lose a dollar. I really don't, even if I don't F with her. So I really do hope that she uses this as a learning experience and fixes her content and fixes her. Is that even, am I saying it in the right conjugation? Anyways, and also works on making content that she wants to make versus blaming her audience for the outcomes that she's not getting.
Yes.
That's what I really
blame the audience when the algorithm is your real culprit. And brand deals are just hard for every creator, regardless of color, size. Everybody's brand deals, are smaller than their run of the mill content.
Yeah,
that's, people can sniff out an ad a mile away. The stuff that does best is stuff that's hard to tell if it's an ad. But once they started making you put hashtag ad, what happened was, the FTC started being like, all right, you have to distinguish when this is an ad or not. Because back in the day, you didn't have to even say this was a brand deal.
No. But that's why the brands, they don't be doing ad no more. They be like, such and such partner.
Yeah.
You're Macy's partner.
Yeah, but now sometimes TikTok, if they make you do this, the handshake, they say sponsored in that left corner.
Well, I will say, just a little announcement. My husband, he just did a brand deal, and that thing did well.
True Classic?
Yes.
That was a very funny video. I first of all, me and Marcus were the same person that day. And when Melissa don't see me, I do make face like he made face. We're trying to get, first of all, Melissa fashion and my fashion, we is worlds apart.
Really? You seem the same.
I know. People think that.
It was like when I see you in hoodies, I'll be like, that reminds me of the designer, like two-piece auntie.
Common
Rich
misconception.
Auntie. Yeah.
Common misconception.
Sorry.
So I don't, she'd be like, what are you wearing? What are you wearing?
You got a cramp?
What up, y'all? I hope you enjoy this bonus clip snippet. Listen, if you want the full bonus episode, then hit the Kev On Stage Studios Patreon. It's right here on the thing you're looking at. You get patreon.com/KevOnStageStudios. You can click kevonstage.com, you're missing out. Me and Angel do full-on bonus episodes, and depending on what the topic is, sometimes the better episode is the bonus. Honestly, we're a little more relaxed on the bonus episode because we know it's not going public, so we let our hair down. Well, she lets her hair down. I let my beard down. We also have full shows that never air in full on the YouTube, exclusive shows, merch, discounts, tickets, but the thing that you're really missing out on is the community. It's the people like you. Black people, some whites, some Mexicans too, but we all kind of cool. They be cool, you know what I'm saying? Allies, if you will. So join us and stop just having the snippet only. You guys just got the tip. Get the full shaft. Patreon. Here's another thing for you. Here's another one. Here's another thing for you. Here's another one. Here's another one. Here's another thing for you. Here's another banger for you. With my boy Kev on stage and that chick Angel.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.